Begin the current daven sechtes brachas daven and test. We begin the Amud Beis. Begin the words of the Gemara of Hatoyv v'Hametiv that he's good and he does good. Which Tosfos brings two different opinions. If we make this bracha on wine, if it's from the same type that you first had on the table. That is the Gemara brought a halacha that if someone's drinking wine at a meal, and then they bring him other wine in the middle of the meal. So he does not have to make a new bracha of boy proud guffin, but there is a different bracha that he has to make, what's called a Hatoyv v'Hametiv, which now you have different wine. Now, so you're not making a new bracha, but the fact that you have different wine, you make that Hashem is good and that he does good. Now, says Taisis, this halacha is only specifically regarding new wine. Avashinu lechem, but having different bread, vashinu basar, or different meat in the middle of a meal, ain mevarchan atayva meitiv, then we don't make this bracha, oh wow, I thought I had food up until now, now I'm having different ones also. You don't make over the atayva meitiv, because the dafka yain, this halacha was said specifically regarding wine, this betarti, which that has two distinct attributes. The soy that it satiates, it satisfies the person of Mesamech, and it makes him happy. Whereas by all other things, doesn't have those two things. So therefore, only over them, Mavach and the Teva Meitiv, we make a bracha of a Teva Meitiv, of a Basav Lechem Loi, regarding meat and bread, that halacha does not apply. Now, regarding the qualification of this halacha of a Teva Meitiv, Upirish Rashbam Ba'arvi Pesachim. Rashbam, in Pesachim, Nef Kofalv, Manalv, explains, the Davka Kesha Achron Meshubach, this halacha of Ming HaTeva Meitiv, is specifically if the later wine is better. Then mavarchem atayva meitiv, then you make atayva meitiv. But if let's say the quality of the wine that you're bringing in the middle of the meal is the same as the original wine, then lie, then we don't have this halacha of making the bracha of atayva meitiv. Now, ach b'Yerushalmi. Now, however, so too in the Yerushalmi, so says Taisus, so therefore some of the years like Cain, it, the Ketzah mavarchem in Per Ketzah mavarchem, that the Yerushalmi brings it, Amr Baba Barav Huna, that following halacha, Sarach levarach, a person has to make a bracha, if it's al yayin chadish, on new wine, so you make a bay paragrafen, and then afterwards, if you brought the yashan, and then you have old wine, so you're going to make a bracha of hatayva meitiv. But like we're saying, on the shina yayin, the fact that it's the change of wine, meaning if let's say both are old or both are new, but it's not like one was old, one was new, you're just changing the wine, then in the tzarch levarach, that's the, as we'll see, that there's different interpretations of what the Yerushalmi is saying, but that's what it seems like the Taisa is explaining from the Yerushalmi too, like the Rashbam, that if it's old, first new wine and then old wine, fine, then you'll make a Teva Meitiv. But Shina Yain, if it's just changing the wine, but it's not making it any better, then Einat Tzarach Levarach, which is again like the Rashbam, that you don't have to make a bracha then of a Teva Meitiv. Now, Shina Malkum, let's say you change your place of where you were drinking up until now, then Tzarach Levarach, then you would have to make a new bracha. That's going back to the Halacha Bay Priya Gafen, because since you're drinking in a different place, it's considered Hesach Adas, it's considered, it's a change of place. And so too, says Yerushalmi Hesach Adas, losing consciousness of what you were doing, meaning you got distracted and you forgot about what you were doing, then Kishina Malkum, that's the same thing like a changing of place, which is that you would have to make a new Bay Priya Gafen. But one thing says Taisa Mashmet, sounds like from Yerushalmi, the Davka Kshachun Yashin. It's only specifically if you had new one, and then the later one was old one, the other tvei, where then it's better, where aged wine is considered better, and that's when it's higher quality, that's when you make a teva meitiv. But again, if you're just changing the wine, then you're not going to make a teva meitiv. That's exactly the Rashbam. But Rabbeinu Tam explains that fila in achron chashav. He says, no, even if the later one is not more distinguished, rak shalei yishtanu de griyusa yesu midai, as long as it's not getting worse, then hold Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't have to get better, as long as you bring other wines that's not of inferior quality, you will make a teva meitiv. Now, Taisa points out, the Messiah Ba, the Yerushalmi concludes over there, in that Gemara that we brought, that Rebbe, al kol chavis v'chavis shayi pesach, for every single barrel that he would open up, he would make a teva meitiv. Now, Mashmet sounds like, and this is where Rabbeinu Tam is coming from, the loy kapidim ha'achrin v'shubachim lav. He was not particular to see, is it better or not? No, every barrel he opened up, he made a teva meitiv. So you see, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it doesn't have to be better as long as it's just not of an inferior quality. Now, so Taisa points out, Avagav the Yashin Itker B'Saiv, although truthfully, that Yerushalmi that we were quoting, that we brought before to assist the Rashbam, that said that you have to make a bracha on wine that's new and then old, so that sounded like only if the later wine is better, if it's aged, then you make a Teva Meitiv. So that seems to be like Rashbam, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So still says Taisim Kamokam Nema, what you could say is the Rebbe, Polygala, the Rebbe disputes that. Yeah, the Gemara brings, the Rashbam brings right after that, not like that. But again, although it's mentioned that of the old wine at the end, Still, we could say that Rebbe's opinion that's brought first disputes that, and therefore you could rule like Rebbe that it doesn't make a difference what wine it is. It doesn't have to be better as long as it's not inferior quality, which is Rebbe Natan. Now, but it'll appear to Rashbam. So it says, but according to Rashbam, Yamadenu l'hach to Rebbe, what is he going to do with the opinion of Rebbe? Meaning Rebbe Natan says that, okay, it's a machlekes, and he's ruling like Rebbe. What does Rashbam do? Yes, the later teaching of the having first new wine then old wine sounds like Rashbam. But what does he do with the teaching of Rebbe? He would explain that actually, b'mesupik ma'achron toif. No, it has to be better. Well, what's this that Rebbe, every barrel he opened up, he said, I'll make them? Because Rebbe was in doubt. Is the later one better? It's very hard to be a wine connoisseur to know if the later one's better or not. So that was the story with Rebbe. Yeah, every single barrel he opened up, he wasn't sure is it better or not. And therefore, out of doubt, he made a bracha. Maybe it's better. But again, that doesn't contradict the Rashbam. It could still be the way he interprets that it has to be better. Rebbe's story was because he wasn't sure if it's better or not. Now, however, Rebbe Natan Farish explains that, no, of the Rebbe, the story with Rebbe is Bola Chalik. He was coming to differentiate from the Gemara right after that. Kedepresh, like we explained, which is that, no, that it actually doesn't have to be better. And as long as it's the same and not inferior, then that we see from the story of Rebbe, according to Rebbe Natan, that one could make a Teva Meitim. Now, V'yesh Mefarshim, now those who actually want to explain that it wouldn't be at all a riot to Rashbam, and to not be difficult on Rebbe Natan, now, who the chadish v'yashin, that halacha of old wine and new wine, is not like the way we originally interpreted that it's talking about making that toiva meitiv. Rather, ma'ibe b'chaz b'yir pri agafen. It's talking about the bracha pri agafen, that if someone was drinking newer wine, which is lower quality, and then they bring aged wine, that the halacha is telling us that you have to make a new b'yir pri agafen, because it's a totally different thing that you're drinking, and therefore that wasn't what you had in mind. So it's not regarding a Teva Meitim. It's not proving anything to the Rashbam that he has to get better wine to make a Teva Meitim. No, it could be like a Rebbe Natan. So what's the Gemara over there saying, old than new, a new than old? It's talking about that you would have to, when it says that you have to make the bracha, it means a bracha per b'gafen, which actually, do me the shinu makam the basa achi. The Yesh Mefarshim actually have a good point, because right after talking about changing of the wine, that from new to old you have to, but changing just regular wine you don't have to, it says then, that shinu makom, that you change the place, you have to make the bracha. Now, what's the halacha make a bracha when you change the place? That's the bracha per pri agafen. So we're saying when you just change the wine, you don't have to. But when you change the wine from old to new, then you do have to, because that's like a totally different beverage. So therefore, again, it's no right to Rashbam then, based on the interpretation of the Yesh Mefarshim. Aval lemetzinu kein b'gemara shelonu, but says Taisus, we don't find in our Gemara Tama Bavli, like this concept that we're explaining from the Yesh Mefarshim of the Yashami, to say that if you were drinking new wine and then you get old wine, that, yeah, if you just change the wine, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha. But aged wine is like a totally different thing. You don't have to make it by prayer government. Says Taisus, we don't find that in our Gemara, this concept, the way the Yesh Mefarshim has explained the Yerushalmi. So Taisus brought the Rashbam, that specifically only if the second wine is better than the first one, then you make a Teva Meitiv. And this story of Rebbe, that he would make a bracha in every single barrel, then only because he was in doubt, maybe it's better. And Bantam holds no, that even if both of them are the same, then you make a Teva Meitiv, and that's the simple understanding of the story with Rebbe, that he didn't care to see if the second one or the third one or the fourth one is better. He made a bracha on each one because it doesn't have to be better, according to Rebbe Natan, to make the bracha of a Teva Meitiv. The next place, the Ramasal, just begins with the words of the Gemara, Hosam over there, the Ikka b'nei chabur, the shasu b'hadeh, that there were other people sitting and drinking with him, which Taisus comes to explain that an individual won't make, as the Gemara seems to say, HaTeva Meitiv, and neither will he even say the Shechiyonu. That is, the Gemara said that anything that a person that has good just for himself, he makes the Shechiyonu. Something that's good for him and others, makes the Teva Meitiv. The Gemara says, we see when the person gets better wine, he makes the Teva Meitiv, even though he's drinking by himself. The Gemara says, no, it's talking about when he's drinking with others, where it's good for him and for them, then you make a Teva Meitiv. So Taisa says, first of all, the same thing would apply im ishtai uvanav ima, if his wife and his children are with him. It doesn't have to be specifically with his friends, it could even be the others would be even his wife and children. But if he's drinking just by himself, then he's not going to make a Teva Meitiv. And point out, Taisus, that actually, even the Shechiyonu, which is generally something that you make that's good just for yourself, a Shechiyonu, no, getting better wine, one will not even make a Shechiyonu. And the reason is, we don't find an individual that makes the bracha of Shechiyonu, rak achadota, rather on something new. If someone eats a new fruit, then mevarch shachiyanu, then you make a shachiyanu, because the min b'sev b'chol ma'arvin, like the Gemara says, even that mem and vase, that's when it's just something good for you, then you can make a shachiyanu, but it's on something new. But drinking new wine, which is not a new thing, it's something better, then actually the halacha says, would not apply to make the bracha of shachiyanu. Turn next Tezim Masla, Tezim begins with the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Afila kana kayoitzabem, even if he acquires something similar to them. Tezim comes to explain regarding which new kalim is it that the halacha applies that one is going to make a shechayanu. That is, the Gemara brought that if someone buys new kalim, new clothing, and he already has those same type of stuff already in his closet, Shabuna says it doesn't have to make a shechayanu. Rabbi Yochanan says he has to make a shechayanu. That was version number one. Version number two said, machlokes in a different way. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if, let's say, he buys a distinct type of a garment, and then he goes and he buys another one that's similar to the first one, then he does not make a bracha shechayanu. Rabbi Yochanan holds that, no, even over there, which that's how Tosef Maskil is going on that, that even if he buys a clothing, and then again he buys new clothing that he already has, he's going to make a bracha shechayanu. Says Tosef, the Hilchos Halacha is Rabbi Yochanan, Aliba the Lishna Basra. We rule like Rabbi Yochanan, according to the second version, which is the most lenient interpretation, that a fila kana, the hadar kana, even if someone bought something, and then again he buys that, meaning, shahayu lo kelim chadashim kietz be'elu, he already had a new suit, and then again he buys a new suit, still, tzarch lavar, still he would have to make a bracha of shechayanu, which again is the most lenient interpretation from both of these versions of this machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. Now says Tesis, why do we rule like Rabbi Yochanan? The Kaimlon Rabbi Yochanan Gabi the Rav, because the rule like Rabbi Yochanan when it's in his dispute with Rav, Mikolshkin Gabi Rav and the Girsa is Huna, for sure when he's disagreeing with Rav Huna, who's a student of Rav, that Hilchas HaKava said that Allah is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan, therefore that we rule like Rabbi Yochanan, that even though you bought this already once, if you buy it again, it's still going to be considered joy and going to make a Shechayan. Now, Vaimari, but the Ri explains, he qualifies, says the Dafka Begadim Chashuv, but that's only if it's a distinguished type of a garment. Dumi, the Bayis Chadash, similar to the other case that we mentioned in the Mishnah, when you build a new house, Nokut Kelim Chadashim, so that parallel is when we said that you go ahead and you purchase new garments, new vessels. That's something like a new house. That's a chashuv thing. That's a distinguished thing. Then you make a shechayanu, even though you already have one, but you're getting a new one. But if it's not so distinguished, like shoes, van pilois, and socks, and a shirt, or things like that, like undergarments, then a person does not have to make a bracha of shechayanu, even though it's new. Now, Birshami, they qualify that Amr B'chir B'Rabba, lay save devar. It's not the end of this, meaning it's not specifically when you buy vessels that are chadashim, that are literally new, minted, that you can make a shechayanu. El afil ashchakim, even if it's new for you, even if you're buying something that was already used, but kielu chadashim, it's like as if it's new, because for you it's new, then you will still make a shechayanu. And Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem Rabbi Bar Abba Amar, in the Yerushalmi, it's brought that kana, like we're saying in our Gemara, if you buy something, so I'm a shechayanu, then you make a shechayanu, like we brought from Rabbi Yochanan, even if you already bought it once before, you're buying it again. But nitan lo, it was given to him as a gift, then the person who receives the gift says a teva meitev. And so too, lovish begadim, if you're wearing, and afterwards when you finally put on the garment, and then you make the bracha about that Hashem clothes those who are naked. Now, so that's the taste of, but one has to analyze this halach of the Yerushalmi, because B'Gemara Shalanu, in our Gemara, in Talmud Bavli, we don't find the bracha making a teva meitiv, as Yerushalmi says that one should make when he gets a gift, only if there's someone else that's getting the benefit with him. And then you can make a teva meitiv. But why would it be, says Taisus, when you're receiving a gift, that then you can make a teva meitiv if only there's one recipient getting the gift, which some of the first one explained that because actually when someone gives, he gets pleasure, so actually the giver is also getting pleasure, and therefore that's what Yerushalmi is teva meitiv, but that's what Taisus says, Sarachin, on if one would make the bracha, but teva meitiv when he receives a gift.